Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today, we are in the vocabulary spotlight. And Sochal, I've got 3 idioms that I think are pretty common. I hear people use these quite often. And so I'm going to just tell you the idiom. You kind of explain what it means, and then we'll give a couple examples like we usually do. The first one is out of the blue.
Out of the blue. Out of the blue means it happens suddenly and unexpectedly. So let's say you're feeling fine. One day you're perfectly healthy, and then the next day you came down with a cold, and all the symptoms just hit you at once. You're like collapsed in bed, runny nose, flu, aching body, everything just hit you at once. It wasn't gradual. It just came out of the blue, out of nowhere.
Yep. There was no warning. All of a sudden, just boom, suddenly you're sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking we use this a lot when an old friend contacts us on Facebook or my generation would just be a phone call, and suddenly, you know, your friend, someone calls you from high school, you know, this is like 10 years.
Does that really happen? People call you from high school and stuff?
I got calls from friends from way back in the day, just out of the blue. Absolutely. A guy I went to college with called me several years after we graduated and just wanted to talk, you know? And so I was just picked up my phone. I'm like, hello. And he's like, hey, this is Mike. And I'm like, Mike, who, which Mike, you know? And then he told me his last name, and I was like, what are you doing? Why did you call me? He just called me out of the blue. It was so random. Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Okay. Number 2. To take something with a grain of salt. This is really difficult to understand for non-native speakers.
I did not understand this until I was like 20 years old, probably. I was not that good with like figurative speech, so I really struggled with this one, but I get it perfectly now. And to take something with a grain of salt basically means to not take it seriously, not take it to heart. So let's say someone makes a nasty comment to you, oh, you're stupid or something, and you're really hurt. Oh, why would they say that about me? And your friend's like, oh, take it with a grain of salt. That's just their personality. They say that kind of thing to everyone. So, yeah. You know, don't take it to heart. Don't take it seriously. I think it's said that way because a little granule of salt is just so tiny, so it's like insignificant. Is that?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good, I think that's right. I think you've decoded it for me. I never understood what it meant. Like, I never understood what it literally meant, but I understood again figuratively what it meant, or metaphorically what it meant. And the way I see it is like it has a lot to do with like don't completely believe.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never trust someone what they say because they're exaggerators, you know? So for example, you know people that love to boast about their accomplishments and how great they are and the things that they
Embellish, yeah.
embellish, right? Exactly. And so if somebody says something like I got this amazing promotion at work, and my boss just loves me, and it's amazing. I'm gonna make so much money, and oh my gosh, it's gonna be amazing. If that person is a person who likes to embellish or exaggerate things, then you have to take what they say with a grain of salt, meaning don't completely trust what they're saying, you know? They're probably lying to you, so take it with a grain of salt. Yeah, don't trust what they're saying until you see it with your own eyes, you know? If you see them in like great office, amazing job, awesome car, you know, great promotion, then you can believe them. But just from their words only, don't trust them. Take it with a grain of salt. The last one I think is kind of intuitive. Like people can understand this. Give it a shot. What does it mean to just give it a shot?
Give it a shot means just give it a try. That's literally all that it means.
Yeah, like if I said, social, I don't, those enchiladas don't look very appealing to me. I only like hamburgers and cheese sandwiches, you know. What would you say to me?
Just give Mexican cuisine a shot. You might be surprised about how much you like it, you know? Another way you can use give it a shot is, for example, saying, "Oh, I don't think I'm gonna try out for the cheerleading squad this year because I don't think I'm good enough." And your friend says, "Just give it a shot. You might surprise yourself, or you might be better than everyone else." So, yeah, give it a shot.
Yes. I just heard a song, a Shakira song, that's called Try Everything
Yeah,
from
try
Zootopia.
everything. Yeah,
Yeah.
from Utopia, that movie. Yeah.
And that's definitely right in the line with give it a shot, you know, try everything, give it a shot. don't be afraid to try something. So absolutely.
All right, listeners, if you enjoyed this episode of Idiom Academy, please leave us a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. It really helps us with visibility. If you have any questions about idioms or would like us to discuss any idioms specifically, make sure to shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups so that you can use these idioms directly with us and try them out in conversation, and we can always correct you or give you tips. Also, don't forget that Jack and I have made some exclusive episodes. They're only $1.99. So if you have $1.99 to spare, please support us. That helps us be able to make more and better content for you all. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.